Yes, you have zibo nyoba na wakatonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutia muri nyali ya mukama wa Yesu Kristo.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamburi butia.
And how is your lives?
Buliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet all your brethren.
Niro mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Weke ekigambo ky'omugamba.
Have a word you speak to them.
Ekyo Katonda nawe kyayogedde nawe.
That which God spoke with you.
Ngambo tufu kyabadde kizimba.
And indeed it was building.
Kisanyusa.
It was pleasing.
Kireeta okusuubira.
It brought hope.
Kizaamu amaani.
It was encouraging.
N'ebiringa ebyo.
And the others like those.
Ekyo kyonga wakiwulidde onakulwaliro obajjo.
That you've heard yesterday or today.
Mu butuufu n'ogaana ekigambo ekyo kinkoledde Mukama.
That word has worked for me, God.
Nakubaako gwe nkibuulirako.
I will speak it to another.
Kasubira oyina ky'omugambye.
Let me hope you've told them something.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much. Me too, I have a word God told me of, which touched me much, that I wanted to share together. What can we do to understand the speech of God as we hear His voice?
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
What can we do? Understand the speech of God as we hear His voice. For many of us, God commands us. God speaks with us. We understand Him differently. What can we do?
To
understand the speech of God as we listen to His voice. Understand that now He says this. It's what we want to share of.
Let's
pass through our two meetings. Today we've handled their two meetings.
We
have that of Focus of God Television. Even of the travel in the River Nile.
At Jinja.
Move on and lies. How it's marked in the Holy Scriptures, and God promised that where that river is,
He's
going to put there His altar in the nation holding its source.
We
saw in the history
how
looked for that river around its source.
They
said there was a great hope for them in the nation where the source of the river is. And there are also prophecies which came from outside Uganda, different ones.
Has
joined on the Assyrian vision that released in 1992. Where prophets came looking for, and they say where the source of that river is, at the western side of it, there is a man they looked for who is to be like Moses, be like prophet Elijah, to lead God's final work on planet Earth. And the Focus of God Television is there to come fulfill that call that God has been promising all nations, which is on the nation Uganda.
So,
as we handle those two meetings,
yes,
praise Jesus much. What can we do to understand the speech of God as we listen to His voice? In this time, have a voice tell us for the television there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Have a voice still go to the source of the River Nile. Why do we go there? What is there? Is there any bondage? Are there people messed up things?
When
we reach there, what will happen? What do you think is moving on? Why are we going to go there?
Practical
alone, or there's a deliverance involved.
Maybe
something we're going to do in that place. Yet you hear it in yourself. Do you feel that perhaps you're going to accomplish something there? You know God says,
and
when you reach in that house, you wish peace to the AIDS. If any and they cast that place and people in the territory, don't hope they remain with that curse.
ensubira kigenda kujibwawo.
I expect it's going to be taken away.
Kubanga buli wetulinya.
When it where we step,
tusabirewo
omukisa. We pray a blessing for it.
Gunagubagwanidde.
If it will be, it will happen on them.
Nejjukira omukisa gwe tugenda osaba sigwa Eastern Region.
The blessing we pray is not for the Eastern Region alone, but it's for entire Uganda.
Kubanga twalambikibwa n'omugogo.
We are marked with that river to be a blessing in the midst of the world.
Era yimuku yetugenda okukola okusumuula mukisogo ogwayogerwako mu Isaiah 19.
Lose the blessing spoken in Isaiah 19.
Tulibeera mukisa wakati mu nsi.
Be a blessing in the midst of the world.
Nitwagala okusumuula mukisogo tunatuka
mu kifo. Lose that blessing when we reach that place.
Yimuku ebyo badde toyinza kuwulira.
Some of those we've not have perhaps heard of.
Kirwaki tugende iyo.
Why do we go there?
Manyiki mutugenda soma practical.
No, one thing we're going to start a practical.
Something we're
especially going to do there. And I've just hinted on you a little.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much. Something we're going to accomplish there. We're not just going to reach there. Those who will come as they're waiting us to go visit just.
But
know within you what
that
what I wanted us to share about it. God has been making us share this word. People do not understand his speech. People don't give themselves to hearing in his voice.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Even some people hear him differently.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. One day, Jesus spoke with the disciples in John. There is a word he spoke. And he said, if I want, disciple can live and live until I will get back. Now disciples who are present, they said, he said this one will never die. What caused that? I know ever since we spoke of Focus of God Television, and God commanded it to happen. Many of us interpret the way they want it.
Another says,
apostle wants to make glory and honor for himself.
Another
says we're going to become celebrities. Others have things they think in themselves. Others, when he spoke of going to
Ginger,
one of us said, perhaps we're going to sell the eastern region, put it on market. Others perhaps say, apostle perhaps is a Musoga.
He's
begun to make us visit Musoga. I told you, we don't know our rightful tribe. But me, I know our home is heaven. Don't mind to research of those words of your physical tribes of this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Go that we're going to sell the eastern region on market. For in the prophecy, it is not that the eastern people, they are the only ones to be a blessing. But they speak the entire Uganda to become a blessing in the midst of the world.
The
river and its source is the sign which marked this nation. Can we do understand the speech of God? Yes, we diligently hearken unto his voice. Let's read here as we see.
Yokana isura ya abiri mwemu. Onyola makumi abiri.
Yokana isura ya abiri mwemu. Nolo nyiri ola makumi abiri.
John 21 verses 20.
Petero wa yachuka. Nalaba omuyigirizwa Yesu kwe yayagalanga ng'agoberera. Era oyo ye yagalamira mu kifuba kye ku mmere ekyeggulo. N'agamba nti Mukama wange anaali kulyamu olukwe. Olwabirimu olumu. Awo Petero bwe yalaba oyo n'agamba Yesu nti Mukama wange noono alibaaki.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omutume Peter amu n'abalala.
Apostle Peter and the others.
Balina
They had a disciple they saw much.
It
was always in the bosom of the Lord Jesus. Carlos puts him in his chest. This Apostle John. He was a young boy. And he loved to be carried by Jesus. He
went
to be in his bosom. Jesus, after he spoke, who will betray him? Then he got to be realized. And then Peter asked, what about the one in your bosom? What will be of him? For it seems you love him. You love him much more than us. He told them this.
Yokana esule ya makumi ya bilimu emu noru nyiriri olu ya bilimu
John 21 verse 22
Yesu na mugamba anti buenja gala abera wo okutusa wendi jira ofayo chi
ya mugamba.
He told him, disciple in my chest whom are you really carrying?
Buenja gala,
if I want
abera wo
he will can leave
okutuka
till I will come back. He didn't tell him he's going to be living. He said, if I want. Listen how they interpreted it.
John
21:23.
He
told him, you follow me. Stop looking with other thoughts. You have a thought, you think of it.
John 21:23. Songa Yesu te yamugamba anti talifa na yenti bwenjagala abeerawo kutusa wendi jira.
You hear what he said?
Bo abayigirizwa ne bakikuwata.
Disciples interpreted it.
Ne bagamba omanyi Yesu yagambye.
Jesus said,
musajjo sebutagenda
kufa. That man is not going to die.
Songa ati yabagamba bwenjagala
abeerawo. If I want, he will live.
Now, have
a way
that
go told us.
You know,
many people of you here, you interpret things different. Even if a message we've studied,
you can ask you
explain it differently.
Someone will
speak of the call of the nation and say, he called us, he didn't call other nations. But when we're studying, don't say he called only we. He called us to lead our brethren. Interpreters say, apostles said they called only us. No. They didn't call we alone. Called to lead our brethren. God's final work on the planet Earth. Called us to lead in preparation for it, preparing other nations for the coming of Jesus.
We go interpret
things in different way.
There
is a psalm which
says,
it says,
gundi oli gwendere sengato yange. Ono wali yen kofira yange. It is a bully. Nkaga. Katusome yo tulire. Kakati Uganda.
Now Uganda.
Orina.
Is where you held, even others have where they will hold. Now the interpretation. Interpretation of things, go tell us. When we understand them,
and
the way we hear the voice, at times it affects us. To reaching the message to others. Take it when
you've
interpreted it differently. And people can reject you.
They
can go preach the message of the
Lord
and people reject you. Me, I come preach and they accept me. Why?
Because
you bring it,
you make them
jealous. You don't show them they're also involved in it.
But
we want to be
told.
How can you understand the speech of God?
Understanding
the speech of God
is
diligently hearkening His voice. Let's read in the Psalm.
This connect
them with a call on Uganda on behalf of other nations.
Zaburi esule yenkaga nolo nyiriri olomusanvu.
Psalms 60 from verse 7.
Jereyadi wange, era Manesi wange, Efraimu na ye yakuma omutwe gwange.
Wali wavunanyizibwa.
He is one responsible
kukuma omutwe.
To keep the head of the head.
Omutwe gwa Katonda.
The head of God.
Pulani za Katonda.
All plans of God. Responsible of it.
Ayinza okuba e Uganda mu biro bino.
Let be Uganda now.
Kulemberamu banne.
To lead others on behalf of God.
Zaburi esule yenkaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Psalms 60 verse 7.
Gileyadi wange, era Manisi wange. Efraimu na yeye akuma omutwe gwange. Yuda gwe muggo gwange ogw'obwakabaka.
Kakati waliwo akola nga omuggo.
This one who works as the rod.
Nga ye bamutaddewo.
And they have been put there.
Buli anaba alemesa mission.
Everyone will hinder this mission.
Nga gwagulukukira ko nga lyo gwanga aliyise mu ngeri eyo.
Nation called specific for that.
Yinza okuba America.
It can be America.
Nga ye muggo gwa mukama
munsi. The rod of
buli mutujju
nga terrorists, and they stand to beat them.
Kakati, batu wa mission
now, give us different missions in the world.
If
given to keep the head of God, that was the plan of God.
Based
plan all he wants to do in this work.
One who appeared
as Judah and they have the rod of God in the midst of the world. Those stubborn,
he is
the one who passes there to strike them. Now we want to learn the speech of God. If he says, I've called Uganda to spearhead this work, God's final work on the planet Earth, not you alone who has
been called,
but is where he positions you.
Israel
was called to spearhead as Old Testament was. Praise Jesus. Yet Babylon was the rod of God then in those days to beat nations. Even when Israel sinned,
said,
I will send you my servant Nebuchadnezzar to beat you for me. Now we are called.
Okay. Wanted
us to understand the interpretation.
Meeting TV.
Told you in a television meeting. Travel to Jinja. Understand what God is meaning.
I brought
this be examples. People interpret wrongly things.
Want
to speak, another was given what?
Zaburi esule yenkaga nolu nyiriri olomunana.
Psalms 60 verses 8.
Moabu chechinabiro change.
Akati waluwe guanga yonga mukama.
There is a nation and it goes.
Boba agenda kule emberamu.
They are going to spearhead.
Utukuza linyari ya mukama.
To sanctify the name of God, repentance.
Uganda.
And even as Uganda,
districts on Nabazi tangazino mri
all districts were called each with a specific role. Yes. There too I will reach them in the name of the Lord.
The district
will tell them what they are called to do in this
continent.
And every continent.
There
is a place where he washes and bathes from.
That's where the courage will
repent.
Yes, he was
raised. Praise Jesus.
Kakati,
the things of the call. If you're going to open your
eyes,
heading, I will teach it again. Of the nations and each
their call.
I speak, we've been called to lead them. That they don't get jealous of us and to hate us. And think perhaps them too were not called. Yet we in our talking, not taking that wisdom of handling our brethren. When they give you inheritance home, brethren, how you have authority much and they shouldn't speak. They hate you and quick kill you quick. Understood that word.
You always
speak of that cold saying.
Even
friends of Uganda,
all those
loving God in the entire world, I am beating that fault in them. It's only we were called. You may be a Kenyan among us.
They
might be a Sudanese among us.
You
may be an American or a Chinese.
Things
of the call, why am I sitting in it? I'm not involved.
Zaburi esule yenkaga nolunyiriri olomunana.
Psalm 60 verses 8.
Edomu, ndi mukasukire ngatto yange.
Waliwo abagindu kubanga lyonsi banga tonjiri.
Nation of the shoe of God, the gospel.
Okuzina kuba Efeso mukaga njiri mu bigere.
Vision 6, the gospel in the feet.
Nga olaba katwanga fetugera kule
mbere. You know, we're going to be leading here.
Ni waliwo ensi tutajja singa kubulira njiri kasaba na amarojo fo na
wewe. Shall not preach more. When they will get the gospel, they will preach more than us.
They are
not going to preach more than them.
When
they will lay hold of this gospel. And they have the shoe of God.
They brought
the preparation of the gospel speedily. Take it. And they are of the shoe of God.
You
still the head of God, the helmet.
Not
your brethren with different responsibilities. According to different abilities we all have. People put in that nation, they can handle all that.
Zaburi esule yenkaga nolunyiriri olomunana.
Psalm 60 verses 8.
Gwe Filisitia. Yogere na waguru kuruangi.
Iwari woli ye.
Another.
Na ye yafuka obamu mwagu wakato.
And they became perhaps the mouth of God.
But why yogere mukama.
That face the Lord.
Ati vore tamuka story.
When you bring your stories.
Yeta agara story kumanya.
They don't want stories.
Ah.
No. They move the gospel. These
others,
they teach. They are of mouth to speak out loud.
Not in the
other, only the word of God.
Zaburi esule yenkaga olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Psalms 60 verses 9.
Ani alinyingiza mu kibuga ekyamaanyi.
Nagati naga ne kati mbulako.
And say I'm lacking someone.
Yae gwange ddale.
I want another nation.
Eriga ndi nze mukama.
Say me Lord.
Ngenda kukunganyiriza abantu bakuletere mu kibuga
kyo. Gather for you people, bring them in your city.
Zaburi esule yenkaga olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Psalms 60 verses 9.
Ani alinyingiza mu kibuga ekyamaanyi? Ani yandeeta mu Edomu? Olunyiri olw'ekkumi. Totusudde ayi Katonda. Soto tabaala ayi Katonda n'eggye lyaffe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mulimu abambali amawanga ge yalekawo.
The nations he left and ignored.
N'atagawa na mirimu olw'obugaya.
Give them even any work for the laziness in them.
Ne lwaki ndese eki
ky'okulabirako? Why have I brought this example?
Bwe tubadde mu Yokaana.
As we are in John.
Esuli ya makumi abiri.
John chapter 21.
Abayigirizwa.
The disciples.
Bavunulanga. Bubi ebigambo ebimu.
Interpreted wrongly some words in that time.
Integera y'ebigambo mukama byatugamba.
The understanding of the words go tell us.
Era bangi kufu tutuula ne tuwulira enjiri.
Many of us sit here words.
But when we
preach this gospel,
each
interprets their own. As God wants and understand as God wants.
And
the voice they try to twist it inside them.
Says,
say perhaps God has been meaning this. The call of a nation as Uganda, it is very clear.
God is worldwide promised to call upon
Uganda. All nations are waiting for it.
For
it too.
This
has been promised to all of them. All of them have a call to work together with us. Those from the Australian nation say,
serious on
this matter, we had even gathered money.
Yes,
raise Jesus.
They knew
where they will be touching.
They knew
concerning and the needs
in
this work of God,
blessing
in Uganda,
Australia,
Australia, we are putting money in it. Now
they are
there who are going to do all that.
Television,
television has left to begin little things.
So
we want to understand well the speech of God. When you get back to John,
John 21:23.
And that word spread to the brethren. But who spread it?
Mutume Peter.
Apostle Peter. Explaining these issues. Others too didn't go back to ask. But the Lord Jesus,
who
did you speak this?
It's
Apostle Peter to ask it.
Waguru.
Before God had given him a responsibility,
but
he said, perhaps God is joking with me. Responsibility more than the one who is his beloved friend. God gives a job because you see someone is near me.
And he said,
I'm not sure Apostle has given me that work.
He's
the one he moves with our race. Sure, indeed, Lord, you have.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus, man.
What are you cooking?
When you get upwards a little, in John 21, verses 15, he says like this.
John 21,
verse 15.
Simoni Peteronti, Simoni, omwana wa Yokana, onjagala okukira banno. Namugamba nti weewaawo mukama wange gw'omanyi nga nkwagala. Namugamba nti liisanga abaana b'endiga bange.
Bw'amala omugamba onjagala okukira banno.
Told him you love me beyond your brethren.
Namugamba ye mukama wange okimanyi.
You know that.
Naliisa abaana
b'endiga. He said, feed my lambs.
Yesu n'addamu namugamba.
Jesus still told him this.
Uliriza.
Listen.
Yokana esule ya bilimwemu noru njiriri ule kumina omukaga.
John 21:16.
Na mugamba na te omurundi ogoku bilinti Simoni omwana wa Yokana onja gala. Na mugamba nti we wao mukama wange goma nyinga nkwa gala. Na mugamba nti lunda ange ndigaza ange.
Uno ya mugamba lunda ndigaza ange.
Time he told him feed my sheep.
Ria mugamba lisa.
Before he told him to feed the lambs. He first told him to feed the lambs. This time he told him to feed the sheep. Verse 17.
John 21:17.
Peter began to grieve in himself. Why speak to me three times on the same thing? God is not sure I love him.
Yet
he's forgotten there is the Father. There is the Son. There is the Holy Spirit. Each one of them spoke to him in their root.
He's
not one who spoke here.
Who
was the first? The problem he got. Talking, who speaks to him?
This
Jesus is seeing.
Speaks
to him three times. What did he say now?
Man is
doubting my love to him.
Tell
me three times.
Kumbe,
yet, when the father finished, tell him,
listen,
feed my lambs.
And
the son told him, feed my sheep. The Holy Spirit came to tell him. He said, I'm not sure. Let's repeat verse 15, we hear. John 21 verse 15.
Awe bamara okulya, Yesu nagamba Simoni Petero nti, Simoni, omwana wa Yokana, onjagala okukira banno, namugamba nti weewaawo, mukama wange, gw'omanyinga nkwagala. Namugamba nti, liisanga abaana b'endiga bange.
Feed
my lambs.
Omanya endiga ekusi.
You know the sheep is the Christ, but the lambs. Who is that who speaks that? It's the Father. Feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. The children of my sheep. They are lambs. He did not realize him. And they moved to the second.
Yokana esule ya vile muemu olunyiriri ole kumina omukaga.
John 21 verse 16.
Namugamba nate omulundi ogoko birinti, Simoni, omwana wa Yokana, onja gala. Namugamba nti wewao, mukama wangi, goma nyinga nkwa gala. Namugamba nti lunda angi ndiga zangi.
Hii, anina njini ndiga zeno.
Who owns this sheep?
Avera Christ.
It is the Christ.
But
to hear him, understand the way he speaks.
You are
on one thing. Why he speaks to me three times? Let's go to the third.
John 21:17. Namugamba omulundi ogwokusatu nti, Simoni, omwana wa Yokana, onja gala. Petero nana kuwala kubanga mugambi omulundi ogwokusatu nti onjagala. Kubanga mugambi omulundi ogwokusatu nti onjagala. Namugamba nti mukama wange gw'omanyi byonna gw'otegeera nga nkwagala. Yesu namugamba nti liisanga endiga zange.
Waluo nanyini omulala omwoyo
mutukufu. Another who owns the Holy Spirit.
Whom
he left in the place of his today. To take care of us the sheep.
He said,
I'm sending you another comforter in my place. The problem comes. Apostle Peter has not understood it. Jesus doubts him for speaking to him three times. And he saw another in his bosom.
Say
it means the one who him is the one who loves
him.
He's given me this. What about the other in his bosom?
Yokana esule ya vili muemu nolu njiriri ole kumina umunana.
John 18 21 verse 18.
Daladala nkugamba nti buwalio mvubuka wesi vanga nogenda joya gala yona. Na yebu olikadiwa oligo lore mikono jo omulala alikusiva alikutwala joto ya gala. Olinyo ole kumina umuenda. Yayogera bwatyo ng'alaga okufa kwalifa okugulumiza Katonda.
And that is how he died.
Bamusiba ne bamuteeka muki ne bamukomerera.
They crucified him.
Yokana esule ya biri mwemu olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
John 21 verse 19.
Bwe yamala okwogera bwatyo n'amugamba nti ngoberera. Olunyo olwabiri. Petero bwe yakyuka n'alaba omuyigirizwa Yesu gwe yayagalanga nga nti Petero bwe yakyuka n'alaba omuyigiriza Yesu gwe yayagalanga ng'agoberera Era oyo yayagalamira mu kifuba kye ku mmere ekyeggulo n'agamba nti Mukama wange ani anaakulyamu olukwe.
Bwamala omugamba bini nti onjagala
kitaffe
omwana omuntu
kuvunganaye
mulugunya olw'okuba nti baayogera
emirundikirabika
okwagala kwa Katonda alabika Yesu alabika tamumatira
doubts my love.
We yachukayo naraba
bunno
ye yachirowoza
he thought it himself because
mfuba.
The other car is him in the chest.
Gwayagale nyo
is the one he loves most.
That ekizibu ekibeerawo kibeerawo.
Problem which happens is this.
Chiringanga.
It is like
omwana gwe bazizzaako.
The child they have added on another.
Nebamuzibali nga tebakyamusitula nnyo.
They decide they don't carry them more.
Naroza nti bamuchaye.
Era
ye tebamwagala.
And they don't love them. Wabula
kana kana ke bakazala.
Yet the newly born.
Karabika kawambi.
They seem to have taken over the love.
Kakati Peter.
Now Peter.
Yali akuze nga adone munji yomukubasoko okuyitibwa.
One of those who were first called.
Omutume yokana yali mupya munji.
John was doing the gospel.
Atenga mutomo myaka.
It was young in years.
Kati Yesu na yagala amusembeza
amukulize. Jesus wanted drawn near him, mature him.
Mukwagala okunji
in the much love.
Era mulinga abamukumbwe.
And it's like some of you.
Oyizo kujano nga abango bamunyumba.
I'm just been chased from the house.
Ngamba waliwo mpya munegu twaka pande.
This is someone new that we have rented for.
Eh mutume. Kati faba kaddo tukoye.
With the old you are tired of us.
Osembeza bapya.
You've drawn near the new ones.
Faba kaddo.
With the old.
Abarudde na tuteganye nawe.
With you trouble toiled with you.
Ninga tetira ganti
kuchaya. What shows have hated you?
Oruwo kwaniliza muganda.
For welcoming your brother.
Galatira bako.
Now see.
Okutegera enjogera yako.
To understand the speech of God.
Unyikira okulire dobozi.
You diligently hearken his voice.
Unyikira.
You diligently
okulire dobozi.
Hearken to his voice.
No yaura.
And you differentiate.
Kuba bwayogera nti muntere wo focus of God.
Good for me focus of God.
Soko ulire chigamo chigamo focus of what?
Here the word speaks what? Focus.
Focus of Apostle Ronald.
Of Apostle Ronald.
Oba focus of God.
O focus of God.
Ulire dobozi.
You hear which voice there?
Era bana ulira.
And those will hear
TV-nga Yesu
on television is on. And they say,
he was my focus of mutume.
Focus of apostle.
Kiri chigendwa cha Katonda.
The other is the focus of God.
Okuleta omulembo mpya.
Bring the new generation.
Wino okumanya Katonda okujude.
With the full knowledge of God and his glory.
N'okutuukiriza.
And to fulfill.
Okuyitibwa kwatadde ku ggwanga lya Uganda. Kulwamanga gonna.
Put on Uganda on behalf of other nations.
Kubanga tetulina angeri nyangu.
Don't have an easy way.
Eyokutuusaako abantu obubaka.
Reaching this message to the people.
Okujjako nga tulina nga TV.
When you have like television and radio.
Hati bwe kibanga ekigendererwa kya nsi yonna.
The focus is of the entire world.
Mwangala tubuulire ku crusades.
Preach on crusades.
Zinamara.
Will they be enough?
Seminars zinamara.
Seminars will they be enough?
Kale gwe tunakutumayo wetole nsi yonna na asobola.
Send you move all over the world, will you be able?
Nyate yo TV esobola kwetola.
The television can move all over the world.
Ne radio esobola kwetola.
Even radio can do that.
Amen.
Ejo tuchirese ngebi mukubyo kulabira.
That we brought them as some of examples.
Nti ebisere bisinga integera yafu.
Many times I understand them.
Okutegera Katonda kyayogera
na. Understand what God speaks to us.
Kitweta giso kunyikira okulira dobozi no repeating.
Diligently hearken the voice repeatedly.
Kubanga katira bo mtume. Omtume Peter.
See, Apostle Peter.
Bamwa dovuna njiba kitafa atadde musitamu.
The Father is on those seats.
Omwana
no moyo mutukufu the Holy Spirit.
Na iraja atunulidolyo
till he looks to the one
ali mukifuba
who is in his bosom.
Baba malobi mugamba byonna.
He told him all.
Katonda namu mutegawa ne bali.
God trapped him this one aside of him.
Agendo chuka.
Has it turned like this?
Gwayagare nyowe.
The one he loves much is there.
Atenga yakamara kubuza anti onjagara okusinga bandu.
You love me more than the others.
Ngachitegeza Peter.
Kitufu
onjagara okusinga bonna.
Love be more than all.
Akali ate inatunulira.
Looked.
Kali Katonda Chogamba itasoa kumanya ndi Peter amwagala
John ayamwagala. But not know that Peter loves him, that he loves him back.
Ayagala nnyo Yokana.
To love John more.
Kubanga ye mukunyo lagaba.
Ndi
yalaba muyigirizo gwe yagalanga
nnyo. The disciple Jesus loved much.
Naye kyali kituufu.
But was it proven and right?
Atuddemu olunyiri
olwo. Let's repeat this verse we hear.
Yokana esule yabiri mwemu n'olunyiriri olwabiri.
John 21 verse 20.
Petero bwe yakyuka n'alaba omuyigirizwa Yesu gwe yayagalanga ng'agoberera era oyo
Yesu gwe yayagalanga,
the one Jesus loved,
bwe yali tabaagala,
he did not love at them.
Yakamana n'omugamba nti onjagala.
He said, you love me.
N'amukakasa mukama wangu maji. Ne mukama n'amugamba ye kituufu nzikiriza onjagala okusinga
banno.
Labirira endiga zange.
Take care of my sheep. Feed them.
Look
to this one. All along these disciples, we are always seeing each other in a wrong way. Some of you say,
it
passes with tithes with them and offerings.
It passes
with the other for responsibilities.
I pass with you, say,
this partner you don't want.
You can't say this
needs to be done. And you're there.
We
do, we love you in your ways till you'll be changed.
But
this move with
a
person who don't command to this, they command themselves. And they say yes.
And when you pass
tithes and offerings, don't they help you?
Oh,
I'm there to say, to stop any person. That one don't give them, but give them this portion. Accountants, am I there on the basket?
Make sure
they give me results at the end of month. That we spent this money in the brethren. The problem is one. When you sit down, you see people on machines. And they say,
they're
with the apostle up there.
Maybe
don't know machines. What do you want up here? Okay, you two come up and put them in order.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Apostle
Peter is amazing.
And
we too be amazing as you know that.
Time
to realize that all of them God loved them the same.
But
beyond that, you two, you've shown him the love.
Now,
Apostle Peter thought, this man carries John so much. Every time John is near him, not that he's carrying him,
he sits
and John leans on him. Jesus too holds him. He preaches gospel to others seated.
And
he said now, this John,
things
they have told me before, not heard what they speak about him, I will not settle. I have to
find
what she speak of him,
lest
they speak what is more than mine. Even though he spoke of him,
he said,
now he confuses me.
The truth
is going to live. I know he loves him much. He gave me a little title. He told me three times the same thing. Ha 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 ha. Some of us dream much. You think God loves you much because you dream so much. And another dreams once. But why you dream much? If he doesn't make you dream good things, you want to give up on him. It maintains you by that. Every time you say speak to me, you just said the gospel has spoken to you. And he said, this one, get dreams. You are in a good house. You are driving a good car. Now, as you speak the brethren, I don't dream much. God doesn't dream much, he doesn't love me. Do you know why the other dreams much? And now they are not
making
dreams. They are going to sin every time they dream. They are beating the church. I would have spoken to one of them, but let me leave. They are rebuking church. They are rebuking it.
Yet
they don't want to directly put it to him.
If
they don't rebuke that person.
Where
is the person? If they don't show them beatings.
It just
starts them with threatening dreams.
In
Job, he speaks it much.
Don't
make them dream houses
that are wicked.
Don't you preach good things here? They don't take that. Until they would dream themselves. Say, okay, you want to dream much. That's why if you don't dream, you don't believe scriptures. Get a dream. Dream. When you come and you didn't dream, you sit here and you're all sorrowful. God, you've not spoken with me
before.
Yet he's right here speaking.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Jesus.
So you to Peter.
Now Apostle Peter.
After first seeing
what he speaks of the one who is always with him. Even when he spoke the right thing.
Already had an interpretation in
the way. Treated it different, already had it in the head. Some
we
go speak to the word of God. Already come, you've interpreted it yourself. Someone had a headache. What can we do to understand the speech of God? As we diligently hearken and the interpreter say, and I'm reading the Bible so much. Everything, they still hold their interpretation, reading the Bible so much. When they had the heading crossing, they gave
it up.
No matter how we teach, they interpreted to themselves already.
The
people of that kind, as you move out, we've started
work.
And explained you things you've not even heard here. When you get out their book, you wonder what they've been explaining in there.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Peter, as they spoke to him, what's to be on this one?
Already
he had interpreted it.
that we yongere guno simusanga eryo mutume
Peter. It's not a case to apostle Peter, but he showed us what happened. What usually happens on us, that we can take them out of ourselves. What happened on them were examples to us.
Yokana isuri ya birimo emu nolu nyiriri olamakumi ya biri.
John 21 verses 20.
Petero bwe yachuka nalabo muyigirizwa Yesu gwe yayagalanga ngagoberera. Era oyo yayagalamira mu kifuba kye ku mmere ekyeggulo n'agamba nti Mukama wange ani anaakulyamu olukwe. Olwabirimu olumu awo Petero bwe yalaba oyo n'agamba Yesu nti Mukama wange n'ono alibaaki?
You
told me what you have told me, Jesus.
You told
to me three times, I've not understood why. You've even inflicted pain in my heart.
In
my show of my love to you. Didn't hear who spoke to him.
In
coming to interpret.
This
one you love most all along, I see you carry him.
I'll
be sure what you spoke to me above.
You
told them to be three times. As if you're doubting me.
Yokana esule ya bilimomu noru nyiriri olwa bilimwebi.
John 21:22.
Yesu na mugamba anti bwenjagala abira wokutusa wendijira.
Na mugamba bwenjagala.
He said if I want,
abira wokutuka wendijira.
He will live till I will get back.
Yes.
He said, Jesus,
Mukama.
Lord, you confused me. The
truth
is,
agenda kubeera.
He is going to leave. I'm going to tell them. You know what Jesus spoke of John? He said, he will not die.
He didn't
speak it peacefully even.
He
spoke and was not settled in heart.
Now
he gave me to feed the sheep. I hear, take care of the sheep. And the third.
And this one is
going to leave.
Why
did he give me to leave till he comes?
If it's
me he loves most.
Yokana esule ya bilimu emu nolu nyiriri olwa bilimu esatu.
John 21:23.
Awo ekigambo ekyo nekibuna mu booluganda nti omuyigirizwa oyo talifa. Songa Yesu teyamugamba nti talifa naye nti bwenjagala abeerawo okutuusa wendijjira. Ufaayo ki?
Yamugamba.
Who told him?
Ekigambo simu nekitandika obuna mu booluganda.
And the word spread in all brethren.
Si kumi n'ababiri bo.
Not all
the begattawo.
Others who joined on them.
Yongeranga ku Yesu.
Added on Jesus.
Mumanyi.
You know what?
Mumulabo.
You see that one?
Oyo bagamba
mitaje. They said we'll not die.
Paka Yesu wali ko
mawo. Jesus will be back. There are people we told
that
man is to be like Moses and Elijah. That he said is Moses.
He is Moses.
And according to
now
we speak, even now his mouth is Moses. They told you he's like.
They said
even Bible
Moses
must be the one. He looks like him good. People interpret things.
Now
fight in yourself much.
You
hear the voice of God. Understand as he speaks it. Don't interpret your own.
Merely
you interpret to you what he wants.
You
take away all jealousy from you. And the evil thoughts. To hearken to understand the voice of God.
This is the focus of God.
Focus of God television.
Apostle
has made a name quick and early.
Yazimu kunga nilodene.
He built a big synagogue. He's filled up. He's driven a car. Now he's going to television. Have I ever preached of myself here? I thought we preached Christ Jesus crucified on the cross.
And
he died raised up.
Me as
traveling to Jinja to see the source and intention of losing a blessing of this nation to profit the entire world. What do you see in that?
You're
going to progress those people? People of the East will appear a special tribe and powerful.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much. Let's read we here.
Yokana, esule ya birimo emu, noru njiriri olwa birimo nya.
John 21, verse 24.
Oyo ye muyigirizwa eyategeeza bino.
The disciple to speak of is John, who testified of this. But
any
time you have a thought like Peter had, you're going to profit little in the kingdom.
See,
Apostle Peter wrote only two letters, yet they're very short. Even
people
explain what Jesus spoke of. We have Matthew. And who else? And John. Two of them. Maybe they wrote and never, I don't know. But Apostle Peter is there. There is two letters for him. Yet John wrote John the Gospel, Revelation, the letters of John. Peter is to feed the
people.
Let's move on.
Not
look that perhaps God loves him more than us. And there is even one man that man is a fallen angel. He moves all in the world and speaks that is the one God spoke of never to die. Did you hear of that man? That man, even his book was printed.
He
doesn't die, he is always living.
He's
not the usual human being. That is a fallen angel. For he says, Jesus cast him on the cross. One soldiers who beat him and he cast him that he will not die.
Then
he quotes these scriptures.
And
you were there since Christ was, and the earth appears, even the gospel
moves.
Can't you come out speak? He spoke this. Let us move on.
Yokana esule ya birimu emu noru nyiriri olwa birimu nya.
John 21 verse 24.
Oyo ye muyigirizwa eyategeeza bino. Na wandika bino. Naffe tumanyi ng'okutegeeza kwe kwa mazima.
Muyigirizo ya wandika bino.
The disciple who wrote all this.
Muyigiriza Yokana.
The disciple John.
Si Yokana Mbatizi.
Not John the Baptist. No. Speak of the disciple.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus
much.
But the things of interpreting things different. Interpreting the word of God in another way comes because you don't diligently hearken to his voice. His word does not have room within you. Don't want to receive it as you hear it. Come here, you came to hear. God promising gold and silver. And you've locked on that. All these you hear,
they have
not spoken of the house to take it.
They have
not preached of business.
God
speak to you what you want, or he too has what he wants. Let me ask a question. If you go to God,
he wants to
speak to you what he wants, or what you want. For there are those who came, let me go hear what God speaks.
Read the,
put in the heart, I want to hear the way we take it, the plots of lands, how we claim them. If you want those, to hear like that, you go in the shrine.
No, you've
gone to Satan. The one who tell him, speak to you what you want. God has things he wants. He has the good thoughts unto you. Don't know this, he tells you today.
He prepares
you to get the good things for all your days.
If
you want him to tell you,
well,
get only for today.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Let's
go to John chapter 8.
Yokana esule yomunana nolu nyiriri olwana musatu.
John chapter 8 verse 43.
Chiche chivalubedde okutegeera enjogera yange. Kubanga temuyinza kuwulira kigambo kyange.
Chichi chivalubedde.
What is he? In the you
to
understand my speech.
Because
God does not have room in you. When it comes,
when
you've put other things within yourself, another explanation, another interpretation.
Akati.
You're not be able to understand the speech of God. Already you've come, you've set yourself your own things. When you hear we speak of television and you say,
I'll
post he's got that money. I don't even have man of kept. You ask Pastor Mutekanga. He knows where money has gone. Where it will come to get back in plenty. It's not many days from today. You will eventually rejoice with us.
Even the,
you rejoice for meetings of television.
As you
rejoice, request you rejoice with us.
And
there
is
moving on with many of the good things of it. No good things come and it is one. And the Bible says, many others like those. Television will come as itself. Come with many thousands of good things. Now the problem that hinder you, even those God speaks to you in your life, don't believe this word have room in you. That's why you don't understand what he tells you.
Then
you have contentions with him. You contend. Tell you contend with God. Never contend with God.
I sit where
his word is a hearing. When we try to explain how they were,
we hear what
tell us they are your words.
We wonder
where you had gone. Yet you are present and seated. As
we
are hearing, yet you interpret your own things. Go back, speak with your brethren on the way. Gospel, hear what they speak.
You
will hear what interpret, you'll be surprised. Those with husbands and the wives, speak with them, see what they explain of. My God.
You
wonder whether how long you sat with them, a new generation. Others are moving.
And
go to toilet, they don't lose.
Someone
to leave the gospel, and they feel peaceful, and they are there for some long minutes.
You wonder boldness, where they are going to be toilet
all long when the gospel is moving on. And they susu. And they get out. And they feel still there. They get out. Up.
And
they see there.
We
get surprised of you. Many I keep see you like that.
You are
a new generation.
Me too,
I keep seeing you. Child of God. God tied your chain, you will no more be here. Getting out,
trying
to seize the press on the phone,
let
them to sit among us. They make others chat with others.
You
have a problem. Don't stop someone, go to toilet.
Don't
even feel loose.
Things
passing you, think they are for who?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
That's
there.
God, because he said,
this is my elect. Let me tie ropes to maintain them here.
Perhaps I would
turn their hearts, put out the stony heart, give them a fresh heart. Don't forget, even the elects get lost. Ability you put yourself, the elects,
you put
ability of getting lost yourself. Don't
want to
understand the word as God speaks it.
You
don't understand because the word has no room in you. But now you are in the city, in the town, downtown.
Few seconds
you're here. You shift other seconds. Someone now is looking in their saucepan now. They look at a piece of meat they left there.
And
began to see their bed.
And their
bed, I laid it how?
Yet
they are still here.
People trouble
as they don't understand what God has spoken.
Besides
those troubled by others.
But
trouble the children even. Trouble their child. And they have things itching them. They go when they're sleeping. They're sleeping so much, they wake them up.
Maybe
they die from here.
Another
talk, the hour they drink. tea. Today I will not give them. Let them keep hanging there. They
bark
once and they yell. They are moving up with them.
They don't prepare
this. Let me give them tea
early. Throughout the world.
You hanging there.
Even
God is having a trouble with you.
Ephraim,
what shall I do to you?
Ephraim,
you become a problem my way.
When he wants to heal
the sin of Judah,
Ephraim
is doing those sins more.
Because
he asks, what should I do for you? What sin did I do unto you? And you trouble God. What did I do to you? Because there are some brothers, as we have ordered this one, they say, me too, I have to begin act stubborn.
These
pastors have to get jobs to do.
Counseling,
and the one
pastor,
they put there for what?
Office
to be empty. As you say,
we
want to make money, build my account, and rest. We want people to build character of God.
Office
will be no people will come to be canceled. But you know what?
You
have troubles all over you.
Yes, so
when you know truth will set you free. Why do you
don't
have trouble much? But you hear, you don't understand.
Every
time you don't understand, you go and get healed. Listen in Isaiah. He says,
understand
and turn that he heals them.
Isaya esule yomukaga nolu nyiriri oluomuenda.
Isaiah 6 from verse 9.
Na yogera anti genda obulira abantu bano nti okuulira muulire nete mutegera.
Okuulira uulira mulimu naali wano ng'owulira.
People here, you hear.
You
don't want to understand.
Ogamba ne kakati ebyebigambo.
Those words. In the Catholics. But did you really hear these words there? You hear to hear. You don't want to understand.
Isaiah, esule yomukaga, nolu nyiriri olomwenda.
Isaiah 6 verse 9.
Na yogira anti, genda obulira abantu bano nti. Okuulira muulire naye temutegeera. N'okulaba mulabe naye temwetegereza. Olunyo olw'ekkumi.
Mulimu n'araba.
There's another who sees.
Naye n'ategereza.
But they never perceive.
Ati bwagenda mu kifaananyi kya Abaddon.
And they see the image of Abaddon.
N'Adon agabanne.
And they go tell their president.
Oli Abaddon muzimu.
Abaddon is a demon.
Si amatumwa baya kuba mizimu.
Apostle drum, do you demons?
And
they go on the four living creatures. I don't even want to look at them. They have four heads. Three. I saw four living creatures with three heads. As
it's
written in Ezekiel. The way of spiritually, we have people who are adapted like that.
In the gospel,
they don't connect. In physically, they understand normal, but spiritually, they're adapted.
I don't
know. I don't even
know.
What's spiritual world? You are adapted people.
Speak
differently about them.
There are
some people spiritually, you are dafted people,
and
you need to be prayed for. If you discover daftness comes secretly, speak about it. I pray for you.
Physically,
you speak normal, but when we got spiritual, what we explain, you understand them different.
Isaiah 6:9. Savuwaza omutima gw'abantu bano, era ggala amatu gaabwe, era ziba amaaso gaabwe, baleme okulaba n'amaaso gaabwe, n'okuwulira n'amatu gaabwe, n'okutegeera n'omutima gwabwe, n'okukyuka okuwonyezebwa.
Owulidde?
Nti
bw'otegeera n'omutima gwo,
understand with your heart,
osobola okukyuka n'owonyezebwa.
You can turn and get healed.
Amazima galyoke gakufuula ow'eddembe.
To set you free.
Ng'ogategedde.
Understood it.
Nga Katonda bw'ayagala otegeere.
God wants you to understand.
Bible
goes to say that the spiritual man is fallen mad. You fall mad in the spirit. You become
dafted,
you seem to be in the spirit. As if in the spirits, understand well what we speak to you.
After you turn,
say the things new generation preaches, yet you are present. As if you hear them, after you're going to speak different about us. Who remembers that scripture?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
and all brethren, what can we do to understand the speech of God? If we understand with our hearts, we are healed. We become free. Speech and we don't interpret it else. You have to understand the wisdom of God. Not in your own wisdom, but in the wisdom of God. Let's read that.
Hosea 9:7. Enaku ez'okubonererezaamu zituuse. Enaku ez'okusasuliramu zituuse. Isirayiri yali kimanya. Nabbi musirusiru. Omusajja alina omwoyo alaluse. Olw'olufulubero obutali butuukirivu obwo. Era okubanga obulabe obungi.
Nabbi nayo nooneka.
And the prophet gets corrupted.
Omusajja w'omwoyo n'agwa.
And the spiritual man gets mad.
Yetugandi mubeeramu abantu.
So what do you say there are people?
Omusi w'omwoyo nga bakataala.
The spiritual world, they are adapted people. If you discover that
message,
how do you discover it?
In
the words spoken, you too understood it in your own way. That darkness came in you. Allowing the word of God have room in you. Understand as he speaks it. As you listen to his voice. Explain to yourself your answers. And you harden your heart. You
come
to become spiritually adapted. Besides that,
today
I've been troubled, I said, I didn't understand those words. Every day you've been like that, you became a dafted person.
In the
gospel new generation, we are there. When you reach out there,
me
to what they speak, I don't understand it well. They were planning on focus of go television. The numbers there.
But in
very few, I don't know whether
they were.
Numbers who are few, you were there.
Now
you see how daftness begins in you. Praise Jesus. What I request is one thing. Always fighting yourself as you hear the gospel. Understand things in the wisdom of God, not in your own wisdom. Like that, you'll become spiritually dafted. Always want to contend with the understanding of God. You end up getting the daftness in you. When they ask you what you've started off,
you started off
the kingdom of the stars in the second heaven. Let's read in the always try to see
everything
God tells you as Holy Scriptures are.
Understand
it in the wisdom of God, not in your wisdom. Always wait for the answer of God. And you don't put there your own. Let's read in the Corinthians, we see. 1 Corinthians chapter
1.
When they don't understand God in His wisdom.
1
Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21.
Kubanga mu magezi ga Katonda ensolo amagezi gayo bwetategeera Katonda Katonda nasima
soko gena mpola kubanga mu magezi ga Katonda
in the wisdom of God
ensolo amagezi gayo
world by its own wisdom
bwetategeera Katonda
they knew not God
bubaga no tegeera Katonda magezi ga Katonda
understand God in the wisdom of God
ngabako isaga abo
and they use their own wisdom
soma bulungi
read well
abakolisa ekisoka esolo esoka. 1
Corinthians 1:21.
Kubanga mu magezi ga Katonda, ensolo amagezi gayo bwetategeera Katonda. Katonda nasima olw'obusirusiru obw'okubuulira okwo okulokola abo abakkiriza. 2:2. Kubanga Abayudaaya basaba obubonero. N'Abayonaani banoonya amagezi.
Let's get upwards a little. Let's get from verse 19.
Abakolisa ekisoka, esule esoka, n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omwenda.
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19.
Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti, ndizikiriza amagezi g'abagezigezi, n'obukabakaba obw'abakabakaba ndibuggyawo. Olwabiri, omugezigezi aluwa, omuwandiisi aluwa, omuwakanyi w'omu nsi muno aluwa. Katonda tiyasiruwaza magezi gansi.
Kakati amagezi gafu.
Now our wisdom.
Agobuntu.
Natural wisdom.
Katonda baga siruwaza.
God makes it foolish.
Bwobanga oganyo tegera katonda magezi.
Used to understand God in the wisdom.
I know kusiruwaza ufuke mukatara.
Make you foolish that you get dafted.
Akola atya.
What does he do?
Bwaba siruwaza magezi.
When he makes foolish the wisdom of the world. What happens?
Chikufuka kadambu
kana kanina akadi. Become someone dafted? Not understand well. As if you read things of God. People were like born again. You find them on the way. And they totally fell mad. Be saved. You refused. You're going to destruction. And he said, look. You refuse. You will be saved.
And
he says, dafted person.
How does he find preaching English?
The Jesus said.
Era Yesu ya gamba.
The Jesus I am said is going to come back.
Era Yesu zengamba jakuda.
Siswari iranjiri.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
And
they speak funny things.
There's
even one man.
He totally
fell mad in there.
He is
running abruptly. All people look at him. And he's moving no more in the city. Clothes,
the trouser
has been fixed in the stockings. He can bust once. Yelling.
And
is there? People will look where he comes from. Where is the end? There are times we find him
there
at City Square, at
Mapela Building,
and he's there.
Jesus.
It is.
Murokoke. Jesus.
Jesus, like that.
God
spiritually adapted.
When
the time you refuse to
accept,
understand the speech of God and the wisdom of God,
and you
diligently hearken to his voice,
treat
things different and gets angered to you when he's angered of you.
That's
what he said in Hosea.
It
makes the spiritual man to fall mad. And the prophet totally gets corrupted.
It's
on television saying,
your mother and your
father are crying in the bedroom like, how?
And
he enjoys laughing. And he's a mad person. What will you do not forgetting?
And he
enjoys profane. And he's already mad. And Yiga is a mad person.
Wow.
He fell mad.
Anytime
he his own as witchcraft to use it. Why doesn't God make you a adapted person? Understand things as God speaks them. Don't seek to understand them as you want.
That
they can smell demons around and know they are there or not. See how you begin to get corrupted.
Oh, wait out.
You're there smelling like that. You come secretly. Tell me I've fallen mad.
And
I've told you what caused it. Not diligently understanding the speech of God.
What's
never had room in you.
Hearken
to the voice of your God. You sit among here.
Few
interpreted things differently.
Men
spoken and preached in the name of the Lord.
Yet
interpreted them different.
When we taught
justice in family.
People
said they have taught equality.
In the
state, you money don't lay the bed.
Mfumba lero,
I cook today, tomorrow you are cooking. And you eat a pretty that's different. That's why we brought back in the courts, in the judges. Even in the congregation we are coming. When we talk just in marriage, people, mostly the women, interpreted equality. And if you don't wash dishes, it was your turn to wash them today.
Yeah,
we told them justice is not equality.
God
says the man is the head of the home. And there are things the man can, even things the woman can handle. Yes. Find something the man can, a woman cannot handle them. And the man cannot dare handle them. Interpreting wrongly. Let us put it aside. First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21.
Kubanga mu magezi ga Katonda, ensi olwa magezi gaayo, bwe tategeera Katonda, Katonda n'asiima olw'obusirusiru obw'okubuulira okwo, okulokola abo abakkiriza.
Kubanga mu magezi ga Katonda,
the wisdom of God.
The world,
its wisdom refused to know God.
They refused
understand him in his wisdom.
Explain
God as they wanted. And some of those, they are the theologists. The theologists. They come and say perhaps God.
Maybe
when he began to exist, there was an outburst.
Explain
as they want, but in the Bible, explains how we began. Tells me I'm the beginning. Why do you want to go beyond that? I am the beginning. You want to ask him, behind the beginning, what is there? You in your wisdom, what is there?
It's
some beginning. That's the beginning and is the end. What else are you going to look for?
It
means what happens? You're going to fall mad. Beginning to ask yourself. Find the beginning and the end. What is there? Happens you'll fall mad and he said he studied the Bible much and fell mad.
Not
studying
Bible
but interpreted it what you wanted.
Even
a madman in Kampala City, Uganda. He speaks scriptures but he fell mad.
Clothing
speaks
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah so says this with his madness.
And
many fell mad long time. The word of God, they are mad people.
They
fell mad long time.
Ezekiel
37. The bones in the valley.
Say
bones in the valley. And he prophesied on them to be living. They grow flesh.
Business.
That is your business.
Business.
Bones and the business, they don't differ.
They go
here that those are children of Israel. Even
the
dead man told you it, this is your business, that it had gotten dry.
ategenda kuddako ennyama etambule.
It's going to restore flesh to begin to progress and move on.
Ne business etambula.
But as a business move,
they don't. Otundira wano edduuka.
Today you sell a shop from here.
Jana olitundira
ali kanyatambule. And tomorrow you sell it from another location. It's moved.
Wabobo ya garibi kwa sekana Ezekiel.
You want to connect Ezekiel.
Business must get protection
and it moves, progresses. People who fell mad in the spiritual world are there. And they are mad.
When you
fulfill Deuteronomy 28 in the verse
1.
Let's read there we hear.
Chamateko lokubiri esule ya 28 nolunyiri olisoka.
Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1.
Awuluna tukanga bono nyikiranga okuli eddoboozi lya Mukama Katondawo. Okwata ebiragiro byo byonna byenkulagira leero okubikolanga. Mukama Katondawo anaakugulumizanga okusinga amawanga gonna agali ku nsi.
Nti oluna atuuka.
That it will come to pass.
Bono nyikiranga okuwulira.
It will diligently hearken.
Eddoboozi lya Mukama Katondawo.
The voice of the Lord your God.
Kirimu okunyikirira.
It was being diligent. God will glorify your people other nations.
Don't
diligently hearken to his voice. Just handle it as you find. Verse 15, hear what happens.
Deuteronomy
28:15.
Botoli ulia dobozi ya Mukama Katondawo. Okwata ebiragiro byonna n'amateeka ge bye nkulagira leero okubikola. Ebikolimo bino byonna biri kujjira, biri kutuukako. Olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga. Olikolimirwa mu kibuga era olikolimirwa mu kyalo.
Bulijjo n'agenda.
Let me tell you.
Bangi abakutte Bayibuli.
Many have held the Bible.
Yes, bonna abagikutte nti bali bulungi.
Not many who have held it that they are well.
Naye ng'ate abandigikutte bonna abandibadde bulungi.
Those would have held it, all of them ought to have been well. But the problem, hearken to the voice within it, how it is. As God speaks and we understand him in his wisdom, do as his voice is. Not men have been able to do that word. One of what makes us overcome here instantly, that we hear as God speaks, we understand as he wants us to understand, and we do.
We understand
with the light of much knowledge. But unto you, who fails over any word, diligently understand the speech of God. Let his word have room within you.
When you hear,
let it be explained. And breaks you as a child eating food, and they are still young, and they need to press their food and
spoon.
Food
softened
that you eat it and it does well to you. But because many of us, when you read the heading and you explain
it
to yourself, the rest you're just hanging in there, and you wonder when we are ending and finishing today. Me, I understood long. What did he say? Understanding the speech of God. As we diligently hearken to the voice. Understood diligently hearkening to the voice. And they think it's just like that.
Yet,
has an explanation to that it comes out well. And they explain themselves to themselves. Explain the rest when they don't understand them. Then
you
hear Focus of God television, they say. Okay.
Our
apostle is going to have made a name for himself. It's quickly come out in 3 years. Indeed, people are wise. Okay, let's handle for him.
And
they handle for you even
the oath.
Yet they give out that you're going to make a name.
kati byetunyonyola ebbanga lyonna mu
meeting what we explain the meeting
yabitegeera bulala
understand them differently
era gw'osobola osiŋŋana ng'akyamiza banne
what the people you find when they have perverted others
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
So, ekigambo tukitutebwe kityo.
Now we've taken the word like that.
Twagala okukoma kaawo.
We want to end there.
Ate tubeko bye tutesa.
And then we have things we plan about.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
Nsubira otegedde.
Let me hope you've understood. And you've understood how you'll be diligent
to
understand the speech of God.
Right?
Diligently hearken to His voice to open up your heart
to
understand that you get healed and you become free by knowing the truth. Don't interpret what you want.
Bible
says in the Isaiah 58:13 don't seek for what you want
and
you don't speak what you want.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now brethren, we first give for television.
And
we go in our meeting. How many came and you're going to go into Jinja? Let's see your hands. All of you seem to have come. Let's first give the offerings and the tithe things. And those you brought on the television, if you have any suggestion or a pledge,
we're
still moving on to doing that. Even the ways which bring money of television, the ways are very clear, clarified. Let's pray for the offerings. Father Almighty, King of Kings,
we
thank you for the good time you've given us in your presence.
As
Holy Spirit prays, as Jesus prays, Psalms 51, Lord, chase me not from your presence,
take
me not away your Holy Spirit. See, O God,
stand
us up to today. Jesus, as He said, John 14,
in
verse 15, chapter 26, do not leave us orphans,
but
send us the Comforter, the Comforter of the Holy Spirit,
who
be with us forever. Thank you, Father. Send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit,
Acts
chapter
2,
and up to today,
is
still in this world,
seeks
for the children of God,
from
leading them. Romans 8:14, led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God.
And
he led us today in the teaching. The Bible says, John 14:26, the Spirit of truth will come,
you
guide us in all truth,
you
teach you all.
Today
is the one who taught us to profit.
And he instructs
us to get explained of your
word.
Understand how you speak. Diligently hearken your voice. Understand your wisdom.
So
not now as Lord. Understood that today. All that you've taught us.
In
the new generation. The full knowledge of God.
And
His glory. And for fulfilling. God, they call you promise all nations.
That
on Uganda.
Commanded
us to put focus of God
on radio.
Even the radio. God,
we
brought tithe and love, the pledge. All that profits for that work.
Where
you accept us
and accept
the offerings in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You come and we give. If you have any suggestion on what concerns the television, in a little moment,
We are
about to proclaim the program.
Now it agisa go in zo kwata.
And where I need you to touch in that work.
Uganda Semakula yangambia inachagado tu gamba kumi yafe.
Semakula said this. Now they want to tell us about our land.
Kiroko Tower na Amarada.
Clock Tower and the others.
Where
we have reached. Let me request him to come tell us something. We shall request you to come in the front here.
Yes, you was when
you praise Jesus much.
You've
heard this brother, Pastor Mutekanga, and our sister.
Nanteza. Avunanyizibwa ku ttaka erya wano ku Ntebe Road.
In charge of the land at the Ntebe Road.
Era nga mukama sente zaffe zazatuwa wano.
God, our money is come giving us here.
Tuzitadde mulimu ogwo.
We put it in that work.
Era gwina egutuuse.
And it's reached a certain level.
Oluganda Semakula yabeerayo.
Brother Semakula is the one there.
Okulaba nga tuddukanya okutuwa ebyapa
byaffe. To say that we work on getting our land titles. For our buyers.
Bali wali eri batulinze.
They are right just waiting for us.
Atuulire kyatugamba we batuuse.
What it tells us where they have reached.
Abooluganda, Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Mukama mulungi.
God is good.
Emirimu gyaffe gitambulira.
Where our works moving.
Nsokere ku sawa ya Queen.
Let me begin with the clock tower.
Ennaku zino tubadde ku nsonga ya kufulumya ebyapa.
This been on the issue of getting titles.
Ebyapa ne birabika nga byakoleddwa.
And titles appear they have been done. In Entebbe.
Nga bivuddeyo olwaleero.
And they have come out today.
Ne bikomawo mu Kampala.
And we took them back to Kampala.
Kati ng'ekisigalidde mu Kampala.
But why take them to Kampala?
Kwe kugenda mu KCC.
Is to go to KCCA.
Okwapulovinga.
To approve them.
Bisobole okugwa obulungi.
That they can be finished well.
Because when
and they are given the owner, the elder Nantare. I don't know whether you hear of her, but God is good. The work He committed to us, that is how it is standing. Now in the city council,
there's
something needed as they have spoken to approve those things.
Tulabikeo banga ku Friday.
So we appear like half Friday. We can get them. That is how it is standing.
Kakati ate ebya sister.
Then about the sisters.
Kale waliye court emabega kawo.
Now there was a court session in September. When it was in April.
Nene bibange court tetudde.
But the court did not see it.
Olwato jikwatako.
Because of
the anti olunako olo yalwefuga.
That day they took it up.
Nenga kyade kisubirwe encha.
But we expected tomorrow. Them too, they have been worked on.
To
be good in that letter. That work too. So God is good. Thank you for standing in the gap.
And
we see, get everything we need.
We
helped on our television program. The buyers of the clock tower land, we have a number of them.
Even
those I've sat with today, they wait for titles get out and they give us money. And we do everything needed. God is good.
Amen.
Apostles, thank you so much. Thank you much. God is good. Not be ashamed in this face.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. What would have happened when we put the money there and the titles don't get out? Tell me what you would have thought. Okay, speak it to your brethren nearing you. Indeed, I don't know now what I would have spoken. I would have said this apostle.
We
spoke all things and they come to pass.
And
study has been on predictions. It's not God who has been speaking.
Yes, you must
praise be, yeah. Jesus much.
So, about Uganda.
Now, brethren,
sent is a TV and radio.
Television man and radio. The rest needed to be done.
Paul's
buying a land bigger than this one. We no more look for that money.
Mm-hmm.
No. We are no more in looking for it. We're just waiting for it. And tell that one who thought things will not happen. People will not be able to look for money. Go tell them. The others are not few. But they have those in them. Many than those in the world. And they have the greater than them than the one in the world.
You
have spirit of power in us.
And just
many on our side. He was God releasing. It was when television being in place. Who remembers which month was that? I remember the car had come in August. They are past like Jesus remembered here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It was in November. And Pastor Robin asked the question. But we're raising money for television, but what is the time lag we're working on that? I thought
God
just told us before not thinking. I thought God would give us to December. He told us April. I said, since it's the Lord. It was November. December. These are 5 months.
You know,
money we've gathered in that time.
We
use the little we earn and get here.
When
we come here, count billions of that, don't faint. Ask it to Pastor Mutekanga. It was which month they told you to put a television there? Praise Jesus, brethren. It was the June. I remember we just sit there. We are 7
people.
God's good is reminded me it's June. When I get the news, what we've learned
has
got inducted spiritually. And I don't understand how.
So, but
God was June. God passed a voice in apostle. Put a television. I asked myself, where am I to get the money? I'm not so rich, but God is good. It will be possible.
Amen. Yes, you must
praise Jesus. He did know
how
you reached Brother Semakula.
Then
Semakula was not born again.
He's
out there believing God. Family members were born again. He was still waiting.
Hmm.
When he came here, he instantly got saved.
The way
they came, you can be surprised of it. And as he got to come, he has the elder woman Natalie who committed charge to him of the land to govern it, to get out all land titles,
and
to sell a portion we want and relieve what will be remaining.
See how they come to with the sister of the land in Entebbe.
The
one they told TV. To put a television. He brought others yet
to
on what he gets.
TV.
He can make a television. Don't be afraid when we've turned on you. Our money, television and mine. And they say, I tell you, they told you, we get out of it. For our sister, she too wants to put a television. On the money she gets, the brother wants to put it. Even this one to put it. We too want to put it. What shall we do? As the church, we have a portion of ourselves right from the money of this land,
360 acres
and the 400 acres in the city. We have a portion by the money we've contributed on that work. That portion is people handle it. Are you trusting me on that? You have to trust me. If you trust a
ritual
and I was faithful, put away his
book.
What about the march?
Ask,
if they gave that money to you, people came as they appeared. When you look at the brother,
he's
not packed in, touched in the trowel, no. And he said, I'm in charge of the land.
You
put in money as God has said, it will come back. You say you make the congregation turn against me. Needed someone
who had
a high level of faith. I don't know how many will speak. After all that, many are going to say we are Illuminatis.
Send it was
where did we get the money? Many will say government has injected money in us because of the call of the nation.
Just
they said I stole money from UNRWA, that I was working there and stole money to bring in the ministry.
We have
never worked in UNRWA. I don't even know what they do in there. Someone raise a hand behind. Praise Jesus, brethren. What is remaining when we get those land titles at the clock tower? They have put that flyover land
road.
And the value counted 850
million.
That to God gives it to us. It helps us what it helps. We have too much money.
Government,
see how government passes a flyover in our land. You will see Elder Nantale. If we would have brought her long time,
for
she insists, take me there.
We
finish these things.
We don't
want a prowl of this world. They say perhaps they robbed the old woman. Want to work on them, finish them. When they're finished, you see her there.
Well,
she trusts much that brother. And she calls him her husband.
He's
in charge of all her things. And
he's
the one who gives this goes here and this goes there. The elder knows us well. Even she knows this place. She loves it so much. She will not come here till the things are finished. She comes here with a basket.
That's why she TV.
As if they put a case of television on her that he has to have first happen. And
at
day she comes here when you're not here.
And they shouldn't see me
and I've not brought a basket.
But
thank God he's loved us.
He's
shown us a good example.
Indeed,
if you move in the truth,
we've
gone to pass in poverty and sorrow. For they deceived us before.
People
moving in truth and righteousness, they cannot have money, they are living poor life.
The
John of heaven, they broke it, proved me that no.
See,
those who spoke truth, they spoke halfway. Righteousness was not pure righteousness. Satan best to beat them on that point. You speak truth in the full,
no,
in righteousness perfected well.
You
move and you'll be well off in the midst of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So,
now that is finished. If you're finishing your pledging,
still
want to pledge you free.
Those who
want to be restored your money is going to be restored with profits.
Someone
asked
that.
Where do you get money to put interest in our money? They tell you clock tower is of little money.
Billion chikumi, yes, it's really very mumbeka. Very mumbeka. Muzizo.
200 plus billions.
We shall
multiply what you gave. Did you expect how it was to be done?
I believe in the voice
and to speak it as is spoken
it.
Do this. That is God. Who sees things which are not as if they are there. For he was,
wali,
he is, and he will be.
Means
he sees even ahead and see how things will be. Those you don't see there.
Meaning
we had no any way. The way was in us. We begin and we were raising money.
We
reach 300 millions.
And we
begin a television.
Which
do the little, I will do the great one.
First
prophecy says, bring money through another dimension. Prophets gave us a truthful prophecy. Prophet Deborah and the others. Now let us just await. You start where you meant to start. You
tell
programs how they'll be. Marketing, we shall tell you all that. And we call each. Show their ability.
We
will give them where to work. You always has been doubting. You keep sitting. Though you fall jealous of this. When they happen, come and rejoice together. We eat our cows. We eat cow meat of goat, pork, every type of meat. We shall be thanking God that indeed you can work with a few.
Written
a big number.
When
God created heaven and earth, you were not there.
Yet he created
heavens and earth and all their fullness. If you helped him,
even this wasn't able
for you failed to help him. Let's end that there. You expect only good things.
Now we
you two do only good things.
How many finished
our money of the trip? You paid complete money for trip. I saw hands many before.
When
we finished money for the trip to Jinja, let's raise our hands to go to the source of the Nile.
Read
the Bible, see how it was marked.
If
we get history
from
European explorers.
And
we get our prophecy
right
from Astoria. What they expect,
the
altar of God,
God's
final work on the planet Earth.
From Uganda,
Uganda, Pearl of Africa, where there is the source of the River Nile. The book shows how many have finished.
We meant
to go by 26th. We remain with how many days? You remain with tomorrow.
Yes,
praise Jesus. How many have finished their money? Let's do this. Those who have paid fully, you get on this side. Those who have finished, you come on this side. We see what to do.
You don't finish
column. Those who finish use these two columns this side. If those who finish, they are the many.
Those
who you finished use these two columns. Not finished, get on this side. Here we have all paid. If you sit
on
this side and you paid some, raise up your hand. All this we are leaving them. Who say we leave them? Who said we wait for them? We shall go 26th of May. May God bless you. But you try to be diligent.
You're
not going to change again.
You're
not going to be changing again. Say we wait for you people. Is it not that? Those who say we wait for them. You can
The
Bible says, Matthew 18
and
verse 19.
We
sit on this world, agree on something. Events will do that. God will be doing that.
So agreed
to wait of our brethren.
Fixes
of May.
They're
no more going to wait.
25.
It will be 24th May.
Hope
you've spoken clear.
That
time we don't wait for them.
I will
not speak, no. We shall be just going.
We
hope we've agreed. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Stand, confess the grace.
The
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God
and
the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
with
us all
and
all the brethren
peace
forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Mukama akulembere.
May God lead you.
Moyo mutukuvu yegazanye mugwe.
Spirit have room in you.
Nechigambo cha Katonda chiyabimu.
The word of God have room within you.
Bamalaika bakuwerize.
The angels serve you.
Bakulwanire ntalo.
Fight wars for you.
Owangure paka ngode bakaba kabwe mugwe.
Till you get back to heaven.
Mulinyali ya mukama wafu
Yesu. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.